Thank you. now that you can see what it's been for. Making your girl pay. Me and my third pay. Talking on the phone, I forgot what you said. Give him some head. Give him, give him some head. Oh boy, welcome, 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 welcome. It's your boy Big Bap in the house. And I just want to let y'all know, man, we are back. It has been a long weekend. We didn't even get to do Memorial Day closeout because I forgot that was on Sunday. So we are now in a new month. So y'all already know what month it is. It is the month of June. We have Father's Day all month long. So we will be celebrating the wonderful and great fathers all this month. So if you have a wonderful and great father and you want to have him shout it out, please make sure you go to DJ's Roundtable, inbox us so the production manager can get your father or your child's father added to the list. Please give us a short description of why that person is important so we can make sure that we honor them during the month of Father's Day, especially on Father's Day that Sunday, so we can show a bit of love and support, and that's coming up soon. So let's make sure that we do that. Well, welcome. Did y'all miss me? But before we get into what we're going to talk about today, y'all know we got to go back old school because it's been a minute. So go ahead and get your clothes off. Get naked. Stand at the foot of your bed. Striptease yourself. Get naked. If your boo is in the room, give him or her a strip, please. Let them see that you're enjoying it. And then get your cup of wine, your Henny if you're ready, your Plenty if you're ready, your Patron if you're doing shots, your Vodka if you're making screwdrivers, however you want it. Let's get right. Let's get ready. Let's go. Because we got a lot to talk about. Your boy Big Bap is back in the building. And we got a lot to talk about. And I know I sound mellow right now because I'm trying to come down because my energy has been all over the place. Because I'm back out here in the world, y'all. I'm in these streets. I'm playing again. I'm having fun again. And we having events again. So let me go ahead and excite y'all a little bit. All right? Because we're going to turn up. We're going to turn up tonight. But let me excite y'all a little bit. Because it is Wednesday. And wow, we made it to the fucking middle of the week. It is hump day. So do me a favor. If you got a nice booty, and you really got a nice booty right now, go ahead and send that to DJ's Roundtable, or go ahead and send that to me directly so we can go ahead and get nice booties out there, because we're going to share that a little bit. If you got a nice, beautiful booty and you don't mind sharing it with us, let's share it with the people too. So go ahead and send us that so we can post that, because we're going to get back into love and lust a little bit, because sometimes you have to love yourself or you have to lust yourself a little bit so people can understand just how fucking great you are. Let me say that one more time. Sometimes you have to love and lust yourself so others can understand just how great you are. There are some of you right now who are listening to the sound of my voice who've been taken advantage of Monday, who've been taken advantage of Tuesday, who's been taken advantage of on Wednesday, and y'all are still getting up, and y'all are still smiling for people, and y'all are still giving love, and y'all are still giving y'all best efforts, and I thank you. I thank you for going through the things that you're going through, looking great the way that you know how to look great, and not really giving a damn about what everybody else has to say about you, because you're doing it for you. You're doing it for your children. You're doing it for the outcome of your future. And you're not holding that against other people because you realize they're not you anyway. There are a lot of people out there that want to simply be you. And they can't be you. They weren't designed to be you. They're not tall enough to be you. They're not skinny enough to be you. They're not fat enough to be you. They're not smart enough to be you. They're not sexy enough to be you. They're not enticing enough to be you. They're not invigorating enough to be you. They are not. There is something about you that someone else finds totally intoxicating. There are some people who will love you abnormally because they don't understand how to love you because they've never loved a person like you. And if they don't take the time to get to know you, then all they're going to do is hurt you because they don't want to get to love
you because the world told them that they're supposed to love everybody the same, and you can't because everybody is an individual, and everybody needs individual loving care. Perfect example. Yesterday, I actually taught my wife how to sage for the first time. As much as I love to sage, as much as I love to purify energy, I taught her how to do it the first time. She damn near killed everybody in the house because she almost smoked the whole house. I'm like, if you're going to light that bitch on the stove, you got to move quick. But it's okay because we learned together. Regardless of what you know, stop acting like you know everything and learn some things together. I know how to do it, but sometimes how we teach others is just as important as having the skills. Sometimes we have to turn us off so we can help others. It is not, I repeat, it is not always about you. And that's hard for some people to understand. That's hard for some people to process. Not that they don't love you. Not that they don't care. Not that they don't want to be your best friend. Not that they don't have the ability to be your best friend. But sometimes it's just a little difficult for some people to be everything that you need them to be. All right? And it's okay. It's not an testament to them. It's not a disrespect to them. But it's okay, y'all. So I was having a conversation with somebody, and I said, if you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, y'all got to learn how to work equally together. You can't force relationships. But sometimes y'all have to be partners. So to all the ladies out there who understand that there are some men who are leaders, but there are some women who are alpha women, who are leaders themselves, but they get with extremely strong men. Ladies, this next song I'm going to dedicate to you. As we celebrate Father's Day, as we get ready to talk about and honor fathers, I'm going to actually play this song because, ladies, no matter how great a man is, having a good woman in your life is equally important. But understanding that that woman is equally important is more important than understanding that you get to lay pipe in her. Fuck the shit out of her. But when she get back up, put that crown back on her motherfucking head and stand beside her and say, bitch, I know that's right. Not bitch because we want to disrespect her, but bitch, I know that's right. Because if your woman isn't your best friend, what in the fuck are you with her for? She should be happy because you walked in the building. So we'll be right back after this commercial break. But let me ask y'all, you ready, B?
You ready, B? Go again. Look for me. Young B, cruising down the west side, highway, doing what we like to do, highway, eyes behind sheets, the sex is the reason all of my dates, blind dates for today, I got my thoroughest girl with me, I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel, it should be a hard ride with me, the new body and with me, only time we don't speak is on sex in the city, she gets carry fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to me and my soldier, cause mommy's a rider, and I'm a roller, put us together, I ain't gonna stop or punt whatever she lacks. I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock down like it's supposed to be. The O3, Bonnie and Clyde, Hope and B. Holler, all I need in this life is spent. To see you a girlfriend, keep a girlfriend.
Down the ride, I'm good at everything.
That's right, all I need in this life is spent. To see you She my girlfriend. She my girlfriend.
Down the ride to the
bathroom. She
my boyfriend.
Problem is, you don't treat the one that you love it with the same respect that you treat the one that you hump it. That ain't about nothing. If ever you mad about something, it won't be that. Oh no, it won't be that. I don't be at. Think you will be comfy at with no BS. Oh no, you won't be that. And no, I ain't perfect. Nobody walking with earth's surfaces. My girlfriend, work with the kids. I keep you working at. Hermes, working back. Manolo, blind, Tim, ABA's lens. 600 drops, her Sadie Benz. The only time you wear a Burberry to swim. And I don't have to worry, only worry is him. She do anything necessary for him. And I do anything necessary for her. So don't let the necessary occur. Yep. All I need in this life has been just be your girlfriend, be my girlfriend.
Tell the rest of everything. Just be your boyfriend, be your boyfriend.
That's right. All I need in this life has been just be your girlfriend, be my girlfriend.
Tell the rest of everything. Just be your boyfriend, be your boyfriend.
Talk to me.
Honoring fathers all month, and I want to start with one of the most important men in my life, one of the most important men that showed me what a man is supposed to be, and that is my uncles. And I'm not going to call them out individually, but I'm not talking about my mother's brothers. I'm talking about my grandmother's brothers. The Locklear men who are anywhere between 70 and 90 years old, the Locklear men, Ralph, Joe, the Locklear men out of the Carolinas, North and South, the Locklear men are our Black history is world history. If you've ever heard of the last name Locklear, it's a Native American tribe. They're Blackfoot Indian. That is a part of my heritage as well. But these men are just honorable men. They own businesses. They've taught us how to grow businesses. My Uncle Joe owned the dry cleaners. We have a family church. We have a lot of other businesses and restaurants. But regardless of what we did financially, these men taught me what it meant to be a man. I never met my father. I've never looked my father ever in the eyes face to face. But these men made sure we wanted for nothing. These men taught women how to purchase cars. These men taught women how to change oil, how to change tires, how to paint houses, how to plant gardens, and all types of these men. They were there. They were instrumental in their children's lives. Whether they stayed with the wives or not, they were instrumental in the children's lives, because they wanted to make sure that the children had the ability to go out and be great. So many of us right now are making it about us, and it's not about us. It's about making sure that our kids have all the resources that they need. Mom and Dad, if you want to be a fuck-up, it is time for the uncles to step in and be great parents, because there are some great uncles out there. I am a product of a great uncle system. Yes, We already celebrated the mothers last month, so I'm not going to talk about the mothers because I already told y'all my mom was amazing. Regardless of what her struggles were, she was an amazing mom, but now we're talking about dads and the first men in my life who taught me what a man is supposed to look like is my uncles. Men's men, not being jealous or fickle or easily moved, standing up for truth, speaking truth, believing in truth, believing in taking care of the women, believing in looking after the women, believing in driving the women around and driving them home, who believed in opening the doors. My grandmother has never owned a fucking car, but she's gotten everywhere that she's needed to go in her life because the men of the family, the women of the family, we chipped in as a family and we made sure that we was provided for and taken care of as a family. So if you don't understand that structure, stop talking about family. Because I'm tired of people hurting people. Love someone. Leave them alone. I'm tired. Let's love. Why is it so hard for us to love? I'm tired. I'm tired of watching people that I love cry because people are hurting them because we can't be men anymore. It's not about how big your dick is. That doesn't make you a man. It makes you a man, but it doesn't make you a man. It doesn't enhance anything. You can't change anything by thinking because you show up acting a certain type of way that you change something. There's no disrespect to anybody. There's no hate to anybody. But we have to learn how to be great. All right, guys, I want to shift into something because I know my energy sounds like it's drained, and I'm more than just tired from everything else that's going on. If you guys was with us this weekend, y'all know we turned up. So let me get into it, man. First off, we started off Sunday doing Tropical Cooler Fest. If you've never been to Tropical Cooler Fest, this is an event that I highly recommend that you go to with me. I'll be putting up some pictures and some videos over the next few days because I want to take some time off over the next couple of months as we close down our season 3 and get ready for season 4. I want to be taking some time off. I'm going to spend some family time with my family and get some things together. But it's important that y'all people understand. Let's have fun. As the world's coming back out, let's enjoy. Let's get back around the people that have loved on us and love us. Let's get out and have a great time. We don't have to owe anybody anything. It's okay to go over to your friend's house and play cards. It's okay to play dominoes. It's okay to play drunk Uno. That'll get you fucked up, though. It's okay to play Never Have I Ever. It's okay. Let's go back. Let's go back to having fun, but let's go back to having fun while we protect each other. Let's make sure that we enact our right to carry and our right to bear arms. Let's make sure we also enact our right to carry condoms and have safe, protected sex. Let's also exercise our right to have a drink but sit at home and be safe and be plentiful and be bountiful. Let's charter flights. Let's go skydiving. Let's go to Bike Week. Let's go to Juneteenth. Let's have pop-up and shops. Let's have trap and paint. Let's have sip and paint. Let's have whatever it is that you want to do. Let's do it. But let's do it in love first. Let's stop making everything about money. We can make money. I'm a numbers guy. I like it. But are we loving on each other? Do we care to love on each other? Do we desire to love on each other? Not just sexually, but emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. Because Cooler Fest owes me nothing. Cooler Fest owes me nothing. And I don't want you to feel like anything is owed to you. I don't know if people say, oh, it owes me nothing. Now, let me correct something. I am a little bit upset. Let me say this. Now, I'm going to say this because I know the promoters. I know certain people who put on with the show. And even my friend said, and she was like, hey, I wanted to go talk to the top guy. I wanted to go talk to the guy who's responsible for putting it together. Cooler Fest was one of my favorite events. But let me tell y'all something. If I go to a soca, compa, reggae event, bitch, I don't really care about American R&B. I'm American. But I didn't show up to hear Jill Scott, JT Money. No, listen. When I get in there, I need people to understand. When I get in there, I need to shake my motherfucking backside. I need to go ahead and break myself off. I need to be extremely exhausted, and I need to go ahead and have a good time. All right, y'all, I'm going to bring somebody in here real quick because y'all know this is my boy. We turned up. We had a good time. This is my homie DJ AJ. If you don't know who he is, this is my personal DJ. He was at Memorial Day Luster Brunch. And I want y'all to get to know my DJ a little bit. So DJ AJ, welcome to the podcast. I love you, bro. What's good? Welcome in, baby. What's up?
Yo, yo, what's going on? What's going on, everybody?
Bro, I am so tired. When I tell you, I am finally done with all of the Luster Brunch things. I finally got the last person on the plane today. Everything packed back up and cleaned and in storage. Like, for people who don't understand what we do, there's a lot of work that go into it.
Good shit, bro. Good shit. I freaking end up moving the next day and lost my phone. So right now I'm using my wife's phone.
Bro, okay, bro, listen, I don't care if you talk to me from a space station. When I tell you, I love you, my brother. We getting ready to get back out here. We getting ready to be all over the world. We got stuff to do. We got money to get to. And I tell anybody, if you're not booking my DJ, DJ AJ, please don't tell me that you're booking the best, because my DJ can hit everything. Regular music.
Everything.
Compa music. We can go to Houston. We can go to Chicago. We can go to California. We can hit Atlanta. We can hit Chocolate City.
Whatever.
My DJ puts it down. DJ, how'd you enjoy Luster Brunch, man? Talk to the people about it, man. I don't want people to think that I'm going to
Luster Brunch was nice. Good vibe, good area. The scenery was nice. Met some cool people, very nice people. Saw one of my best couples in the world. You know, always dancing when I'm playing music, you know. Food was on point. Drinks were flowing. You know, I had my own little bottle, so I had my own kind of buzz. But, you know, it was straight. I see y'all missed a nice little treat. So, you know, hopefully the next one y'all will be in there. Other than that, man, it was straight. I like it. We'll be a Luster Brunch Part 2. I'm waiting on it.
DJ AJ, you know what they really missed, though?
What's that?
They missed the after party, boy. We went to Hollover Beach. I had all the naked women hanging out around me. We enjoyed ourselves. They got to see a couple of monsters. I mean, there was some horse dicks out there. Like I tell people, I got regular old average penis. Now I know what to do with it, but I got a regular old average penis. But you know, it was a couple of porn stars out there, and the lady was like, "Oh." Well, they had some good conversations, and Big Booty Judy got a tan on her butt cheek, so she feel good about it, man. Shout out to the Corner Pocket. If you don't know what the Corner Pocket is, that has nothing to do with me. But shout out to the Corner Pocket. We gotta get the Corner Pocket back jumping again, because we all got lives too. We gotta get to the money. We got stuff to do. But DJ AJ, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. We're gonna take it all the way down to the boot. I played this song this weekend as I was riding around, but I think that it's important that I play music from all over in Louisiana. Sometimes we've got to tell them people audio. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
All right. Yeah, what is...
I'm coming soon. Watch out.
Coming up, because we're getting ready to take a little break. So what we got coming up in the near future? What's on the agenda?
Near future. Oh, man. Well, I got the end of the season for me, for my daughter's volleyball. So we're going to crank back over the right month after that for that. Texas in November. Supposed to be going to Vegas.
So we're changing the calendar because the wife is ready to go. So we changed the calendar. We are not doing Houston this December. We pushed that the next December. We are now gearing up for Body Empowerment 2022. That's going to be our first big event. That's going to be here in South Florida. Let me go ahead and give y'all the announcement for that before we go into what day it is. Since I already got DJ AJ on here. So let's go ahead and knock that out. Tickets will be on sale for that July 1st, immediately. This event is one of the most powerful events that I do. So it is a three-day event. We are getting ready to open up advanced ticket sales for members only first. And here's why I say this. People have to understand when you're promoting, you have to take care of the people who take care of you first. So for our members, it will be open for you to start getting tickets for Body Empowerment in 10 days. Listen to what I said. 10 days ticket sales will be open for Body Empowerment. It is a three-day event. You do not have to attend all 3 days, but it is a three-day event. Day one is pampering and seminars day. If you want to learn some information, we're going to have all types of couple and spiritual relationship guru guys that's going to be in helping and working with us on that first day. So that is day one. Day two, we're going to have a tea and relaxation day. Day three, we're going to have a nude day. Day three is entirely nude, so if you're not comfortable with being there, if you feel like as a BBW you can't come because it's nude, that's okay. We're not shaming you, but you can be there. If one of your titties is bigger than the other one, it's still okay. You can still be there.
You stupid, boy.
You got blemishes on your kneecaps. Baby, it's okay. You can still be there because I can promise you, they ain't looking at your kneecaps. But we ain't oogling either. We're going to enjoy it, man. Because there's a thing about when you're around new and you're doing new things, man, we don't just look. We don't stare. So DJ AJ, The production manager,
man?
If you're following DJ's Roundtable, she's getting ready to put up the dates for Body Empowerment. It is in February. Please make sure you attend. Please make sure you support, because my boy DJ AJ, I got to pay him. So we got other things that's got to go on. So I can't wait to the last minute to put money in my DJ's hand. So if you're trying to be here, let me know. If you need hotel accommodations, let me know so my travel team can get on it. If you need to buy tickets, you need to buy tickets from Rachel. If you attending all 3 days, the VIP ticket right now stands at $250. I need you to understand why I'm saying this. There are only a max participant of 30 tickets. That's it. There are 30 tickets per day. If you get the VIP ticket for all 3 days, then that's all 3 days. And I'm only doing the VIP ticket prices right now because I don't know general admission until we get all the other stuff taken care of. But I know what we're doing and what's going to be given to y'all for those 3 days, the resources that we're getting ready to do, the value of what we need for the 3 days for the VIPs to make sure you're taken care of for my VIP.
You want to be there. Don't want to miss that event.
Oh, you want to be. That event is life-changing. For those who've been to Body Empowerment, that event is completely life-changing. It does so much for the spirit, for the soul. Most people come out of there crying. Most people come out of there changed. Most people come out of there lifted. So if you know Ashley Nikki, she's been before. Dr. Carter has been before. We have a few people. Portia. I love Portia's energy, man. If you know Portia and you guys follow her on Facebook, that's one of my great friends. Man, Body Empowerment really blessed her life. It changed her. She has become such a force and such a movement, and I love her for it. So let's continue to make sure that we put back into the black community greatness. But before we go on any further, y'all know what time it is. It's what day it is. We got to get that out the building. So let's go ahead and do this. Today is June the
2nd. We're going to put up the your station for all the mm-hmm. Oh, right there, you. Mm-hmm. You're going to put all your.
So today is June the 2nd, and on June the 2nd today, we have National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
Yeah, let me get off this call.
All right, DJ AJ, I'm going to holler at your boss, man. All right, we also have. Man, I lost my spot getting DJ AJ out of here. All right. We also have National Rocky Road Day. I don't know if we mean Rocky Road in the fact that the road is rocky or if we mean Rocky Road and ice cream, but they didn't put it there, so we're just going to talk about the Rocky Road. I don't know why we need to celebrate that because I grew up on dirt roads, and that's not the way to go. I'm sorry. I'd rather celebrate something else. We also got National Bubba Day. Are we talking about Bubba Gump Shrimps? I don't really know what Bubba Day is. I've never been any place that celebrates that. So, production manager, throw some information out there on social media, whatever. Today is also National First Ladies Day. Interesting. Are we talking about presidential first ladies, church first ladies, or are we just talking about anybody who recognizes themselves as a first lady? Because I don't really know. I don't know. There's other things, so I don't know. Oh, today is National Leave the Office Early Day. Now, I can't say that I left the office early because I didn't get home until 5-something today. So that didn't really work well for me, but for all of you other people who got to leave the office early today, I hope you did. But I hope y'all also don't get fired or written up in the morning when you get to work. Those are your problems, not mine. And then today is also National Running Day. I don't run anymore because I'm just not running no more. I'm at an age where I don't really need to run, but I will ride a bike. So that's all y'all. All right, let's do yesterday since some of y'all love to talk about what happened yesterday. So we also have National World Reef Day Awareness yesterday. Yesterday was also National Olive Day. Yesterday is also National Heimlich Maneuver Day. I actually know how to do that, so the right way. If you know how to do that skill, man, shout out to you. Man, make sure you save a life if you can when you have it. For those who have skills like that, first aid skills, nursing skills, please make sure you use it. I know you have licenses and you want to be protective, but in the most important thing is you said you won't do anybody any harm and you will save a life. So please do those things for us, all right? Yesterday was also National Go Barefoot Day. That's my Lizzie Bap and her mama. They like to be barefooted. They're just some old country bumpkins. I love it, though. Yesterday was also National Nail Polish Day. I don't know any man that's turning down vagina over nail polish, but, you know, you make sure you keep yours fresh and make sure you keep it looking good a little bit because you got to do what you got to do. It's no disrespect to you or your feet, but make sure you change your nail polish. Yesterday was also National Say Something Nice Day and also National Pen Pal Day. And yesterday was also National Hazelnut Cake Day. I think DJ AJ came back. Sure, you could add him back in. But those are yesterday's days. We are getting ready to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to do birthdays because we got some important birthdays out there. We got to celebrate these birthdays. So I think y'all want to go to commercial break and y'all want to do something nice. So let's find something a little perfect for the birthdays. And I don't know what. Oh, I know it's Father's Day month, but it is Wednesday. So let's have a little hump day fun. If you got on something nice or you got nice butt cheeks, go ahead and put them in the air, y'all, and just make it clap a little bit.
Make it clap. We'll make it clap.
Back with the remix of Slippers on the pole in the corner. Can't believe them, we do what we smack it down how we wanna. Keeping it coming, keeping it going, cause we ain't playing. I'm talking to all my people, cause what I'm saying is, if you ain't knowing this, if you ain't heard, and if you want us to send it, then give me the word. It's from the sounds of my soldiers that be flipping them birds. The homeless on these riggers, and they're shifting their curves.
We'll make it up. We'll make it up. We'll make it up. Oh, snapper, look at shorty shaking it, they're making it clap. Pretty big, cooking out like 20s on the knives. When I give it to her, shorty know how to do it back. When we bang it to the beat, sometimes we overlap. We y'all be low, your blows in your tight jeans. Let me look it down, dip you with some ice cream. Y'all holla, holla, my name when I slide. Dean, thunderstorm, rain, skin, kind of like. Dean, hold me tight, see the trinity, man, grinding. Man, grinding, man, grinding. Y'all dipping bombs, start whining.
We got dope.
You can tell by what we driving.
Look at the truth.
I'm stripping, I'm blinding, I'm blinding, I'm blinding. It's like that, make it clap down.
In case you ain't knowing it, in case you ain't heard. And if you want us to serve it, then give me the word. It's gonna go down to my soldiers that be tripping them birds. So almost all these niggas and they're shifting their curves.
We'll make it up. We'll make it up. We'll make it up. We'll make it up. Before the rowing on the other side, you let me know the answer. Don't think I'm pretty, I'm pretty, I'm gonna jump up on front. What's the rhyme on the body, let me call my design. Yeah, for me, the jump up, wave up the man. We'll make it drop, yeah. Keep
keep it up. Y'all wiggle your body, me want to see y'all on the side where you are passing. Listen to the lyrics, the way they don't see y'all are chatting. So they come out of the land, sound like a party. Don and Karen all Ashley and Patty. Y'all if it's a light, just like a big Sunday morning. I'll be giving the light before the smoke like a party. Watching up the dance, I'm a flat name. We'll make it clap.
Woman, come and be a phenomenal snowman. And put the down, make me sing it, it's a phenomenal soul, man. I'm a big old boy, how you be sad in the dough, man? Cause you rolling the thousand head back to the road, man. The way we start the show and how we constantly flow, man. Ringing the paper, come and watch me properly blow, man. Come on, keeping it coming, keeping it going. Cause we ain't playing, I'm talking to all of my people. Because what I'm saying is, if you ain't honest, if you ain't heard, if you want us to step.
All right, y'all, we are back, we are back. I got DJ AJ back in the building with me. We still got to do it for the birthdays, so let's go ahead and shout out the birthdays real quick. Let's start out with yesterday's birthdays. All right. Yesterday's birthday, we have Nick Young. We have Dennis Haysbert. I have no idea who that is. Like, I have no idea who Dennis Haysbert is. So that's going to be interesting. I need to find out who that is because apparently he's somebody important. All right, we have Morgan Freeman. Listen, I love Morgan Freeman. Here's why, man. If you ever wanted to understand or feel what the voice of God sounds like, Morgan Freeman is one of those few people in life that I feel like if God's voice was ever in a person, Morgan Freeman, I think, is one of those people that God just said, you know what, I'm just going to give you the world's most perfect just voice. And when Morgan Freeman actually starts dialoguing, I'm not going to lie, I am extremely captivated. I love that black man. I love when he opens his mouth. It does something for me. Like, I could just watch any documentary of Morgan Freeman talking. If that's not you, it's okay, but that's me. So enjoy it. We also have
Mr. Martin.
Why would
you do that?
Oh, Elizabeth is running the show now. Yeah, I think Elizabeth is trying to run the show. DJ AJ, you with me?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy. What's going on? Who that trying to interrupt
man,
the show?
Man, like, listen, my child is trying to run the show.
Well, that girl, that boy, she a hand full, but she just touch it.
Oh, bruh. Listen, did you see her at Luster Brunch? You see her tear up the dance floor?
Yeah, I seen the movie.
Listen. Hey, DJ AJ, and her favorite song the whole day was Body Yaddy 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 Yaddy. I'm like, wow, listen, she tore up the dance floor. All right, let's do the second part of the birthdays, man. Let's get that out of the way, man. Let's get the last of the birthdays out, which is today. All right, we also have Cornel West's birthday today. We have Eddie Lacy's birthday today. We also have Orish and Irish Greenstead. I don't know who that is. We also have Beetlejuice's birthday today. We also have Rain Brady's birthday today. The girl who helped host the event yesterday, Kalisha, the model that was on there, one of her good friends, Alyssa, her birthday is today. But I talk about her all the time. She's one of my favorite people. She loves the dance. She's a great dancer, her and her husband. But my best friend, Tanya Lewis' birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Miss Tanya.
That is my best friend. It is her birthday, so we're going to turn up a little bit. So if y'all would like to celebrate with me, this is my birthday. Shout out to my best friend. Happy birthday, best friend.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
That's my best friend, Santa. She's Santa. Oh, boy, that's my best friend. 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 Oh,
That's a little sensitive today, but I want to have this conversation because it's important. And I love people, and I need people to understand the topic that I'm about to have is not directed at anybody. If I've been helping you, if I've been working with you, I've been counseling with you, if I've been mentoring you, this is not directed at you. This is something that I just feel like needs to be put in the atmosphere. Because the world's opening back up. We're in the middle of summer. Emotions are high. All types of stuff is going on. Relationship healing is important. But I need people to understand, every single person going into a relationship has baggage, has hurt, has pain that has come before them, and some people haven't healed it. We got to stop jumping in these relationships, not taking the time to heal ourselves. It is okay to go walk on the beach. It is okay to go walk in the woods. It's okay to go sit in the forest. It's okay to get away from things, but relationships need to start being healed. We can no longer be toxic people in relationships. And I'm not talking about husband and wife. And I'm not just talking about boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm talking about brother, sister, mothers, in-laws. Every relationship with your coworkers. We gotta heal from bad situations. We gotta stop carrying baggage from one situation to the next situation, and then not understanding why don't nobody want to fucking deal with you. Stop acting like everybody else is the problem. Sometimes it's fucking you. I do exercise every night before I go to bed. And let me tell y'all what this practice is. When I lay down at the end of the day, I replay my entire day from the time I got up until the time that I went to bed. It's the last thing that I do every day. And I analyze my day. And wherever I find that I could have done better, I focus on that part. After I get through the day, I make highlights. You know what? You could have did that better. You could have did that better. And you could have did that better. And I focus on those things that I could have did better. I focus on those relationships that I could have handled properly. I look at things that I could have did slightly different that would have had or gave a better outcome. And sometimes I'll get up and I'll call people in the middle of the night, or I'll call people in the morning and I'll apologize, or I'll say things that need to be said because they need to be said so we can move on in honest earnest and have positive equity between the two of us. But relationships aren't fixed because one person is willing to sit down and fix the issue. The other person has to be willing to help fix the issue. It's not a one-sided thing. Stop acting like, oh, this person apologized to me, so now the situation's fixed. No, dumb bitches. Some of y'all fucked up too. Waiting for the apology and figure out what the fuck you're doing wrong. People are tired of y'all. I get why people would rather be an introvert and get the fuck away from some of y'all, because some of y'all are fucking taxing, and I don't normally cuss like this, but that's the only expletive that I can give. There are people right now that will give you the shirt off their backs, but they won't because of your behaviors, because of your actions, because of your mannerisms. And the saddest part, y'all are the first people to get angry and nasty and defile. It is consistent. And I say that because I say this. Yesterday was my first day of being a full-time CEO. June 1st, I am a full-time CEO. If you don't know what that means, if you don't know how to address a CEO, if you don't know how to handle those types of situations, go learn. Go take some etiquette classes. Go to business school. I had a person tell me today, I didn't want anything. I was just trying to call you because I wanted to go over some stuff. And I politely told him, I don't do anything for free. I'm a business. I'm a business. I have seven of them. If you don't know how to run your business, it's not my job to run your business. But if I have to do things in your business, then you need to duly compensate me because I'm taking away from my business to help yours. I don't give a fuck about your business because that's yours. It's your job to learn. It's your job to understand. It's your job to know. If you don't, pay people what they're asking for. If you can't do it, pay people the work and the services that is rendered. If not, stop expecting people to take care of your shit because you are an adult. Don't nobody owe y'all nothing. My grandmother said people are owed two things every day. They're owed a greeting and a goodbye. That is it. Anything else is your choice. You don't have to deal. Stop believing that you have to long suffer because that's what they taught you in church. You don't have to suffer. You can remove yourself from the equation. That's why there's a minus sign in math. 5 - 4 = 1. There's a reason why math works. We don't have to argue. It's a fact. 5 - 4 = 1. I tell anybody, if you're not happy with me, I'll remove myself from the equation. But don't come asking me for help after I move myself from the equation. Because my response is not going to be as nicely as you would like it to be. Because I don't owe anybody anything. So that's my little relationship topic thing today. We're not doing a two-hour show. This is actually June. When we do June, for those of you guys who are new to the Big Bapper Friends podcast, in June we usually take the segments down to an hour. And the reason why is because everybody's getting ready for summer break. Everybody's getting ready to do things, and I want you guys to be able to enjoy your family. So over the next few weeks, we're getting ready to have one-hour shows. I know I've already gone over 1 hour, but we're going to be in our one-hour time slot like we were before just for our summer months because I want everyone to enjoy the shows, and I don't want to keep you guys wrapped up way too long. But I do need to do a couple of service announcements. If you guys are going to be attending the August 4th show, please reach out to Rachel and get your ticket, please. General admission is only $10 for that show. She can give you the listings of the other tickets. But if you're not with Rachel, she's our production manager will get all her information for you and get it out there. But if you don't get your ticket through her, you do not have an official ticket for anything that is Big Bap and Friends, DJ's Roundtable, or Luxuria. So please make sure you get your tickets from her unless we put something online that says go here and get your tickets for online purchases. There will be online purchases, but if you need to get anything directly as far as show tickets right away, that is who you go to. August 4th, I am telling y'all that show is going to be packed. It's going to be sold out. If you wait till the last minute, I can't do anything for you because that is our first live taping. Secondly, if you are attending Lizzie Bapp's birthday turn-up, please make sure that you inbox me and my wife because there are a very limited amount of people who will be able to attend that because we're keeping the numbers low on purpose. And if you don't have children or you're not a godparent, please understand you won't be invited. This is a kid's party. You won't be walking around that bitch looking like the creepy uncle. Okay? Number two. Number three, we already announced Body Empowerment 2022. The flyer will be made shortly. That will be open. It's already open for our members and our extreme VIPs. You know who you are. If you fall up under Deluxe Luxuria, you already know who you are. Those tickets are available. Masquerade Ball 2022, the third weekend in September. The tickets will go on sale August the 1st. The flyer is already made. VIP tickets are on sale now. You can only get the VIP or membership tickets, early ticket sales, through me directly. Then we will put the tickets on Eventbrite come August 1st. But for my members, you know who you are. Please reach out to me so you can RSVP for those two events that we have already put on the calendar. Fashion show for 2021 has been canceled. We're not doing any major events like that until 2022. Those things are on our calendar. Also, we will now be booking chartered flights from Daytona coming soon. If you want to hang out with me and party on our party bus in Daytona when we're in Daytona, please reach out to me so we can get you scheduled with that venue so we can do the things that we need to do and have a good time. I will be listing a bunch of things. If you need advertisement for your business, please reach out to djsroundtable@gmail.com. Please reach out to djsroundtable@gmail.com so we can get you set up with advertisement, marketing, or sponsorship information if you need it. If you want to donate to the show, we take all donations through Zelle. I will make sure you have the information, or we take it through Cash App, or we can actually take it through, what's the other one that we use, Zelle, Cash App, or we can send you an invoice. But if you do choose to donate or you choose to give a charitable donation, please let us know so we can write you a letter so you can make sure that you are able to file that and claim that on your taxes and all that good things that comes with all the stuff that is all the stuff the right way. But I love you guys. I support you guys. If I can help you, I can help you. But understand, guys, nothing in this life is free. I ask people to donate. I never try to charge people because I'm not that greedy. I'm not that selfish. But at the end of the day, understand it does take money to maintain businesses. And like I tell people all the time, I don't have a job out there. I'm not going to someone's desk or someone's job and sitting down cute. When I get up in the morning, just like you, what I do puts money on my, puts food on my table, puts clothes on my family's back, it puts food in my family's mouth. So please, don't waste my time because I won't waste yours. And I had to say this because this was a very trying weekend. We had a good time. We enjoyed ourselves. But there's still always business to be handled, and people will treat you unaccordingly if you don't ask them to treat you accordingly. Demand the respect that you want while giving the respect that you demand. I love y'all. That was my word of the day. I'll holla.